This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Bring up anything that you want. Our number is 855-450 Free Life Freedom. That's 855-450-3733 with you in the studio tonight is Ian
and Mark.
We're going to go back into your phone calls and thoughts. Mark, you've got more to tell us about this federal judge who's pissed about having to grant a cop qualified immunity. Why did he have to? Well, because the Supreme Court said so, and if he goes against what the Supreme Court says, then they'll probably just overturn him. Although that said, he could still go against them, and then they might change their mind, right? Like the Supreme Court has been known over 200 years to change its mind a time or two.
Yeah.
But it's unpopular politically for a federal judge to go against the Supreme Court. It might stop him from getting a promotion up to an appellate court level or something like that. I think you said he was a district judge.
But how's it ever going to get to the Supreme Court if a federal court, federal judge doesn't?
That's just it. That's all I'm saying. Like, he could have still done it anyway. He's acting like, oh, my hands are tied, while rightfully calling out qualified immunity as a bad thing.
And maybe he's done that in the past. We don't know. Maybe he has done that, sent things up the line knowing that they're going to get kicked back, and he felt that this was a more powerful statement, which was to, in fact, recognize the qualified immunity, but to call it out in his decision.
It's definitely a safer move politically. I wouldn't say it's any more powerful because he could have called out qualified immunity while saying the cop didn't have qualified immunity, saying, you know what, screw this guy. He doesn't have qualified immunity. Case closed, but it's dead.
Well, it's not case closed. Then the case would be open at that point.
Then the case continues, I guess. Yeah. Let's go to your calls. Your thoughts. Vernon is in New Orleans. Vernon, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
So you all are familiar with, I'm sure you all have heard of the shooting that happened yesterday at the protest, I think, in Wisconsin.
Yeah, we spoke for at least an hour about that so far tonight. What did you have to add?
I guess I'll need to go back and listen to the archives.
Before you go on, I'm sorry, which shooting are you referring to?
The Kena in Kenosha.
Kenosha.
Are you referring to the shooting of the man that sparked the riots, or are you referring to the shooting by a young man a couple nights ago or whatever, where three people were shot?
Yeah, I'm talking about the 17-year-old armed civilian.
Okay, got
that
it.
So there's the sequence of events is well documented on LiveLeak. I invite everyone to go and watch it. It's just very amazing how this armed civilian, you know, gets into a scuffle in this car lot, shoots somebody, runs away, and then these unarmed people that are trying to stop him from getting away, you know, he trips and falls, and then he starts shooting at them, kills one of them, and shoots half of this other guy's arm off.
Wait a minute. You said the group was unarmed, but at least one of them had a gun in the small of their back, and another one allegedly threw a brick at this young man, which is why he was running for his life in the first place.
So I did hear that on the video. I didn't actually hear that, that point. But
well, I don't think that somebody who's throwing a brick is going to say, I'm going to throw a brick at you. Rah! You know, it's probably just something they're going to do.
So, but no, he shot first after those people were chasing him down, which you can see in the video, and then you hear the retaliatory fire from the other people that had the handguns after he had shot those two people trying to stop him.
I don't think the retaliatory, according to the story that Cream Pie called earlier, he said that the man with the handgun had pulled the gun but was shot in the arm prior to being able to actually shoot the young man on the ground. So I don't know if anyone else had actually shot at him at that point. You're saying that did happen?
Well, I'm talking about there were two separate incidents in this in this thing. The first one was at the car lot where he shot the guy, and then he was running away from that incident, and then these other two people that were in arms were trying to stop him, and he tripped, and then as he tripped, one was trying to get his gun away, but he was able to recover it, and he shot those two additional people where one died.
Mm-hmm. So I guess my thought on this is that I have been in this business way too long. to go ahead and formulate an opinion about some, you know, an active news story where people are still gathering evidence. And I would warn you to not do the same. At this point, we don't know what happened at any point in this. There's some video. It's very interesting. It looks like in one case you've got a guy some of the video I saw, you had the young man on the ground, and there's some dude taking a flying kick to his head. Now, I'm not saying that he's going to connect with that kick, but, hey, you know...
someone else was apparently swinging a skateboard at his head as
Yeah,
well.
And, I mean, that guy's dead now. So, I mean, don't ask me.
It looks like I'm going to take a side. It looks like that kid was being chased by a crowd of people that were looking to harm him, and he defended himself against them.
So the whole point of bringing this up is that, you know, we see so many examples of the Second Amendment, you know, being done properly, because there were a ton of people there, if you watch the videos, that were armed and were peaceful and were just there protecting other people's property or just mingling amongst the protesters. But then you just have this one person that chooses to, you know, to do this, and it just brings a really negative perception.
Now, when you say he chooses to do it, again, the story that we were told earlier about the first shooting was a man who was short and was agitating throughout the day, returned at night apparently, or came back at night at some point, and started it with this young man, and the young man was being chased by him and decided to stop and defend himself. What was your view of that incident?
I agree with Mark. I don't have enough information to formulate an opinion about that. So I'm just going off of
is threatening you and coming at you, at which point do you have the right to shoot that person?
Well, I guess you have the right to, but the gentleman was charged with first-degree murder, and so I don't know if that type of action was warranted, I guess. In you know, it's like, do I want to shoot someone that's coming back at me? Maybe there's other less lethal ways that I could have approached it, or do I want to be charged with first degree murder and have to, you know, basically throw my whole life away? You know, it's
well, just because he's charged with first degree murder doesn't mean that it was first degree murder, and it doesn't mean that he'll be convicted.
They had enough evidence to be able to charge it.
That does not, it's not obvious at all.
They got a guy lying on the ground. They can charge him. And at this point, I don't think they can actually, I got to look and see what the first, what they said as far as first degree, but I mean, for
that
it to be
premeditated.
Officially first degree, like, you know, a grand jury would have to convene and look at the evidence. Mm-hmm. So there are charges that you can make preliminarily to be able to hold somebody for that grand jury investigation.
But they have to have a full true bill or whatever.
Right.
Anyways, I just wanted to bring that up because, you know, again, you all are always doubting, you know, guns, gun rights and everything, and yet...
Oh, no, I don't think we doubt guns or gun rights on this show.
No, I'm telling you that if there's more guns, there's going to be more instances that are sort of messy.
No, I fully support gun rights. I don't think we've ever questioned gun rights.
No, that's what I'm saying. I'm saying you all do support it, yet here's an example of that one in a million that may, you know, change people's perceptions of your ideas. That's what I'm trying to say. And so hopefully that this whatever happens, you know, doesn't cloud other people's judgment of your viewpoint. Does that make sense?
No, I think that, yes, it does make sense. Everybody who carries a gun is responsible for their actions as a person carrying a gun. And that means that if a young man makes a poor decision with carrying a gun, that, you know, that it's going to be, it's unfortunate. It's all unfortunate. This is a whole big unfortunate circumstance. And I would, my best piece of advice is, if there are people running around setting buildings on fire, go the other way.
It also could have been a political move, Vernon, you know, charging him with first-degree murder because they don't want people rioting, right? So, like, okay, we charged him with murder, you know, or
what do you want?
That kind of thing. And they're, of course, more likely to charge him with murder than they are to charge a cop with murder. So it's, like, no big deal for them to charge this guy with murder.
Right. Whereas, I completely agree with Mark, though. Those people that were just running around with the bloggers that were online on broadcasting live on YouTube and everything that were just kind of hanging out while all this is happening, like, acting like they're invincible, I didn't see hardly anyone running away. They just kept sitting there filming it. And it just was amazing. You know, they could have been in the same situation as these other bystanders and shot and killed. And it's just...
Well, I don't think any bystander was shot and killed, Vernon. What I saw in this video...
There were bullets flying, though.
What I saw in this video were bullets being shot at what appeared to be attackers. So that's not to say he couldn't have missed and hit somebody
right.
that was a
bullets
bystander.
Bullets don't stop because they hit people.
But no one... I don't think he was shooting at bystanders here. He was shooting at the people that were running at him. Thank you, Vernon. There's more coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
News from news.bitcoin.com. Chinese banks limit customers' ability to buy gold. Chinese flooding and potential dam collapse threatens many Bitcoin operations. Withdrawals from crypto exchanges increase, indicating perhaps more people are holding their coin for themselves. Tentative agreement met to stabilize Bitcoin cash mining in conjunction with the currency's third birthday. Bitcoin.com is your source for getting started with cryptocurrencies, getting a wallet, buying Bitcoin cash, mining, and all the latest cryptocurrency news at news.bitcoin.com.
Maxwell, she was scratching and losing some hair. My vet, she says, oh, he must be allergic to chicken. Another vet said, he's the drain. Third vet said, it's the weather. Then somebody said,
DINOVITE.com.
It took 2 weeks, and the dog stopped itching. The hair stopped falling out. The Dynavite is a big part of Maxwell's diet.
It's Dynavite. How happy your dog will be.
DINOVITE.com.
Gut shaving irritation? Shave Secret Shaving Oil can help stop it. Shave Secret doesn't cost much and is an all-American product. My name is Chuck Howard, and I developed Shave Secret and pioneered its use starting back in 1991. Ingrown hairs drove me nuts for years. Shaving oil changed all that. Why put up with ingrown hair, bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts? Shave Secret provides men and women with what we believe is the best shave ever. Our proprietary blend of 100% natural base and essential oils plus a hint of menthol was designed to help eliminate shaving irritations like ingrown hairs, bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts. We'll lose those shaving irritations. Available at Super Walmart, HEB, Wegmans, Giant Eagle, Discount Drug, Navy and Marine Exchanges, Amazon, and ShaveSecret.com. You use the code FTL for Free Talk Live and get a discount. Shave Secret, the best shave ever.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah. is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want here. Toll-free number, 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms. They're over at discord.lrn.fm. With you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
And Mark.
As we continue, we will take your calls and thoughts. Mark, you've got a little bit more, I think, on this qualified immunity story where a federal judge is going off in a decision that he made that was against what he wanted to do, supposedly, which
right.
was to say he wanted to make sure this cop didn't have qualified immunity, but he says his hands are tied by the Supreme Court and their rulings about it. So basically, until the Supreme Court changes its mind, that he can't do the right thing, and we'll get a little bit further into that story, but your calls, your thoughts come first. We're going to the phones, to the fun. We got April listening in Fort Smith, Arkansas to KFPW. April, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Go ahead. April, in Arkansas?
Oh, hi. So sorry.
You're on the air.
Hi. Okay, so this is just my opinion on it. You know, I think mm-hmm. I'm going to say a lot what a lot of people are thinking. But, you know, we have watched the protests in Portland, in Washington, just everywhere. People burning down buildings, people beating people up, you know, people killing people, everything like that. And now it's come to this time where a lot of people on the other side are just tired, you know. And these people don't want to talk. They don't want to have an open discussion. And, you know, and so...
Okay, hold on. Slow down. Before you go on, April, I just want to clarify what you're saying. You said people on the other side are tired, and then you refer to these people. Can you be a little more descriptive of who these different groups are that you're referring to?
Sure. So when I'm talking about, like, the Black Lives Matter movement, and I'm talking about, like, the Marxists and the socialists and all those people in Portland mm-hmm. are these people.
Okay.
And the stuff that they've done and, you know, and Kenosha and, you know, and all these Black Lives Matter and communists getting shipped all over to different cities. And when I'm talking about the other people, I mean, just the regular everyday Americans where most of us are not racist, you know, and, but we're being put in this box where, you know, we're racist if we don't lift up a fist, or we're racist if we don't kneel, or we're racist if we don't do this or do that, and we're just tired, you know, and people are starting to fight back, and it's really hard for me to feel bad for these people, and these people, the BLM and all that, mm-hmm. that where people are starting to fight back, you know, because people can only take so much.
Yeah, I mean, it definitely sounds like, you know, you're pretty frustrated with this. But thankfully, it doesn't sound like you've had the protests going on there.
No, I don't think it's going on in Fort Smith. Yeah, I mean, so, again, like I said, if there's a riot going on and buildings are being set on fire, my opinion is unless you are the press, you probably should head the other direction.
Mm-hmm.
If you've got a business in that area, you know, maybe you need to get what you need to get out of that business, and then mm-hmm. if it gets set on fire, it gets set on fire, and the insurance company takes care of it.
But insurance company isn't going to stop a marauding gang, though.
Nope,
so at what point should somebody not run away?
Sure.
I don't think you can get away with running away forever, because what if they just burn the whole city to the ground?
I think that if you are being threatened...
Mm-hmm.
And it's difficult to determine what threatening is, right? It's not always easy. So, for instance, when those diners, I think there were two ladies in a diner that were being badgered by some protesters that wanted them to raise a fist in solidarity with them, with sort of everybody in the diner, and they didn't want to. They're like, I don't know what, get out of here. Why are you bothering me? They got yelled at and all kinds of stuff.
Mm.
It might be considered threatening when there's mm-hmm. people like, you know, 6 inches from your face, spitting in your face. By the way, it's COVID out there. And you know, screaming at you or whatever, that you're not doing what it is that they want you to do. You don't like them enough or whatever the story is. That might be considered threatening, too. I think threatening is difficult to nail down. But if you're legitimately being threatened, then you have a right to defend yourself.
I agree with that, but you were saying you don't think people should. You're saying
I think
should
that
leave.
I think that the most wise thing to do, this is my mm-hmm. advice to people, is mm-hmm. if you see trouble, don't go towards it.
What should, I mean, April's frustrated, Mark. I mean, is there anything that she can do?
Nope.
Can I pitch in for a second?
Yeah, go ahead, April.
I mean, I totally respect your opinion. You know, you're completely entitled to your opinion. But we're Americans. You know, we don't run from anything. And, you know, that's our American spirit. We stand and we fight. I mean, that's how we've gotten so far to where we are today. And, you know, to turn our back and leave it's not American. You know, because to me, there comes a point in a time where if you don't stand up and fight, everything that you love is lost. You know, well, I mean,
I gotta agree with her about some of that. Now, here's what I want to know.
Rebut, if I may, April. So, so I get the American thing, stand and fight. But I really think this is a conflict between city folks and country folks. That's where I think the conflict lies. That this is, you know, wherever your heart is. You can be a country folk in the city, and you can be vice versa. But it's where your heart lies. And I would say, seed the cities to the city folks. Let the city folks
and leave.
Yeah. Well, leave. Let the city folks have the city. Mm-hmm. If they want to set it on fire and then demand that somebody else pay for the rebuilding, I get. Don't rebuild. Don't give them money to rebuild. You live with the mess you made, as far as I'm concerned. Let the city pay to rebuild itself. But I think the country folks should defend the country. That's my opinion.
Okay. So you're definitely upset about this, April. I guess I'm a little more curious. Maybe you could get into a little more detail about what exactly it is that is so exhausting to you about this. Is it the fact that the protesters are protesting, or is it the fact that they're burning down businesses? Are there some things you can put your finger on that really are getting to you?
I think that what really upsets me the most about it is that, you know, even with the George Floyd thing, you know, it was horrible. And I think that almost every single person that has a heart would agree with that. Mm-hmm. And it opened up a lot of eyes, you know, and it's opened up a lot of discussion for a lot of people. But you can't talk to anyone to clear it out, you know. Like, we need to solve the problems that are here, come up with a solution, and make it even better, because that's what this country is built upon. You know, every 10, 20 years, we get better and better with that American spirit of, you know, coming together. And I just see so much division that it hurts.
Yeah, I think part of the division comes from the fact that these rioters, I'm not going to call them protesters, because I think there's a distinct group of protesters who are protesting and doing it peacefully, and then there's a group of rioters who are just there to destroy
things. Under the cover of protesting.
That are, you know, they just want to destroy. And so I think that's part of what causes the division, is because people don't see the difference between them because they look similar or whatever, and they don't, you know, discern that, and ultimately that drives a wedge between people. But ultimately, I also understand their frustration, because it doesn't matter how much protesting goes on, it doesn't matter how many calls you make to a city council member, nothing changes. It doesn't matter what happens in the streets, the cops are still shooting people in the back. So there's more coming up here. We can talk further about it. Thank you, April, for your call tonight. It's Free Talk Live.
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the value soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I. Project.org. News from news.bitcoin.com. Chinese banks limit customers' ability to buy gold. Chinese flooding and potential dam collapse threatens many Bitcoin operations. Withdrawals from crypto exchanges increase, indicating perhaps more people are holding their coin for themselves. Tentative agreement met to stabilize Bitcoin cash mining in conjunction with the currency's third birthday. Bitcoin.com is your source for getting started with cryptocurrencies, getting a wallet, buying Bitcoin cash, mining, and all the latest cryptocurrency news at news.bitcoin.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Berg,
Hurricane Laura is now a Category 4 storm. The National Hurricane Center in Miami calling the storm extremely dangerous as it moves in the direction of Texas and Louisiana. Many residents have fled to higher ground, but not Marilyn Sacchitola. She tells CBS News she's lived in the Galveston, Texas area for a number of years and is not leaving.
This one's is scarier knowing that it's supposed to be stronger and, you know, still unpredictable. It's just scary to leave your stuff behind.
As the city of Kenosha braces for more possible violence, the mayor has a message for everyone.
Violence to property, violence to people, absolutely unacceptable. And it is up to us to make sure that that does not continue.
A curfew is in effect 7 p.m. to 7 a.m. local time. You're listening to USA Radio News. Day 3 of the Republican National Convention will be highlighted by Vice President Mike Pence. On Tuesday at the Republican National Convention, we did hear from First Lady Melania Trump speaking in the newly renovated Rose Garden. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy says the First Lady deserves praise for her speech.
You've watched this First Lady time and time again put our country first and party last. And that's exactly what we saw last night.
The California Republican making his comments on Fox News. New court documents have uncovered two memorandums dated May 26th and June 1st that suggest Chief Hennepin County Medical Examiner Dr. Andrew Baker concluded George Floyd likely died from a fentanyl overdose and found no physical evidence that he died of asphyxiation. The memos seemingly run contrary to medical examiners hired by the Floyd family. This is USA Radio News.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. Inviting you to join us here. Toll-free number allowing you to take control of the airwaves, should you wish to do that, is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733 here in the studio. It's Ian.
And Mark.
Don't forget you can join us online over at freetalklive.com. You can also join the AMP program there at amp.freetalklive.com. And that is a way for you to help us get Free Talk Live on more radio stations. We're on over 190 radio stations throughout the week. We could be on 300. It's possible. It does take money, and it takes time. Takes effort. The AMP program helps us do that. It's advertise, market, and promote. You get cool perks and bennies like Henrik, who is a Free Talk Live silver amplifier. Thank you to Henrik for helping us do this. By the way, it's an international program. You can be anywhere as long as you can send some money. We will take you as an amplifier. So definitely appreciate Henrik, who is, again, a silver amplifier, meaning Henrik's doing $5 a month, which is what we ask for. You can do more if you want, though, and you get some cool perks, and we appreciate it. And it makes a difference because it helps us get the ideas of freedom on more radio stations, which more people need to hear about. So, again, thank you to Henrik. It's amp.freetalklive.com, ampamp.freetalklive.com. As we go back to your calls and thoughts, Robert, listening in Kentucky to WOMI. Go ahead, Robert.
Hey, yeah, I was listening to the show a little bit ago, and you had a lady on there talking about all, you know, people standing up. And but the reason I was calling is one of you guys made a comment about the it's more or less city folk versus country folk, and that kind of irked me a little bit there. You know, my thinking for the past couple of years is I don't see any races. I don't see black, white, red, yellow in this country anymore, man. What I see going on is Americans, and you got non-Americans. And that's part of what she was trying to say is, part of being American is standing up and defending our American cities. And, I just wanted to kind of get that point across there.
Interesting. I think that is interesting because some people definitely see different dividing lines when they look at things. So, Mark, you're saying it's city folk versus non-city folk. He's saying it's Americans versus non-Americans.
Couldn't it just be the Americans in the city saying that they're standing up and defending themselves against encroachments from, a rapacious state?
Yeah, I mean, you really think that's what's going on?
What do I think? I have no clue what to think.
To it?
I think if somebody came down my neighborhood and was setting stuff on fire and burning out cars and beating people up, that there would be there'd be fewer people marching at the end than there was in the beginning. But
all right, brother.
That's all I'm saying.
Well, Mark, what you're saying though is, when you said the Americans who are defending their cities against the rapacious state, you were talking about the protesters?
Yeah, there's some protesters out there.
Well, if that were true, then maybe it's true of the protesters, but the rioters are destroying private property.
Sure. I concur. I'm not defending the rioters.
The biggest part of being a protester, though, if you peacefully assemble, mm-hmm. there's not been a lot of peacefully assembly. I mean, you can watch whatever and they say mostly peaceful, and terror is most of them. But yeah, during the day, yeah, sure, but these cities are burning, bro. I mean, something's got to be done, and I think that's what that young lady was, that lady was trying to say a while ago, is people are done. They're pissed, They're.
What do you think should happen?
They're done. Well, I wish everybody would just, like Rodney King said, can't we all just get along?
The answer is not as long as the police keep doing what they've been doing.
And that's another thing I was thinking about, brother. There definitely needs to be some, new training there. I don't even want to get into that discussion. It's just, there's bad people in every group. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
there's
especially when you give bad people guns and the ability to use them without any
lack
kind
of responsibility.
Penalty.
Right, but there's plenty more bad people on the street, bro. A lot worse.
Yeah, but the bad people on the street don't actively threaten to throw me in a jail cell if I do something they don't like, for the most part.
I know, man. You got to follow the law. The law.
No, you don't.
In some cases.
No, you really don't.
Yeah, no, you don't. I understand that point of view too. And that's part of I love this country.
They don't follow the law. I'd like to point that out.
I love this country. When you're entitled to that. You know what I'm saying?
The government police don't follow the law. You do know that, right, Robert? Like, they ignore it all the time.
No, bro. Bro, I follow the government. I follow it. Yeah. Man, I've been, I don't even want to get it. Both sides are, it's a swamp. It is the swamp. And there's monsters everywhere, man. And all it is it's all about the almighty dollar. This whole thing.
That's part of what it's about for the government goons, but it's also about obedience. They also want you to do what you're told, whether it's wear a mask or whether it's, jump through hoops, if you want to open a business or whatever. It's all about them telling you what to do. And to me, that's not what America was supposed to be about. America was supposed to be about freedom, supposedly, and it's turned out to be about control, and it's turned out to be about fear. And as long as the cops are staying as is, and it seems like they're staying as is with, maybe some minor tweaks here and there being made, I don't think it's going to change anything significantly. And I think America's done. I don't know when it's going to be complete, but I think it's over. I think that it just hasn't crumbled completely yet. And I think that I hope that Kentucky can be its own free nation along with New Hampshire.
It was once.
That, like I said, that's your point of view. And that, that's one reason the country.
Do you think you're better off? I'm just curious, Robert. Do you think you're better off in Kentucky with people in California telling you how to live?
Oh no, man, no.
What's the benefit of America then?
Well, you got
a cool flag,
there, man.
Well, because it seems to me you got a bunch of people.
We all get to live and pay taxes and die.
Not a benefit.
You can do that in a free Kentucky.
You can do that anywhere. Every government will charge you taxes.
Man.
So what's the benefit of being connected with people like Californians?
Until the collapse here, until all that, it was all like a big group of
of friends. Everybody's got their, you know, everybody's got their back. You know, you say the whatever, you know.
So you're saying you consider Nancy Pelosi, wasn't she from California or something like that?
No, you consider her your friend? No Democrat. The Democrat Party left our country a long time ago.
So the Californian government, not your friends, right?
No, man. I was talking about the economy. That would be the only reason that I would want my state tied up with any other state.
True. Well, you can trade with anyone anywhere, right? Like in theory, right? Like, so if California were its own country and Kentucky were its own country, as long as there wasn't some sort of crazy war going on, you should be able to buy things from people who want to sell you things in California, but then you don't have to listen to their stupid laws because they're not in charge of you anymore.
Right. It changes the whole game on everything.
So wouldn't you think that...
The interstate commerce and the
Don't you think we'd be better off? I mean, if we could just separate ourselves from these people that don't get along with us?
I did that a long time ago.
That's my point on the city folks and the country folks.
I got chickens and goats and,
Right on.
That's part of it, you know.
You've done your best. Given the circumstances, you've done your best. I got you. I appreciate that, Robert. Thanks for the call tonight, man. I appreciate it.
That's kind of my point on the city folks and the country folks, is that, you know, sadly this nation's been split, like it or not. I mean, I don't like it, but the reality is that it's been split. And the problem is that neither side will give up the notion that they can finally control the other side. Because that's what this is about, to some extent, is one side wants the other side to think and feel a certain way, and the other side's like, oh, no, you're going to think and feel my way. Mm. And
doesn't work like that.
They don't mind using violence on either side to get what they want. What I've done is, hey, I've thrown my hands up and I said, y'all hash it out and work it out. You come over here, we're going to start blowing holes in you.
So the point I was trying to make before about things not changing and why you're not going to see anything change in any significant manner, because the police aren't going to change because they're always going to be a monopoly on coercive force. I heard on the radio this morning, the local talk show host was talking about the Kenosha shooting.
Well, I think that the qualified immunity is a really great step.
It'd be a step in the right direction. That's not changed yet, so, you know, we'll let you know when that one happens. But the radio host on the morning show here in town was just bemoaning that things aren't changing or whatever. And I'm like, well, the reason it's not going to change is because the government has a monopoly on force. And as long as the police have a monopoly, meaning you can't go anywhere else, you cannot choose to withdraw your funding from these people and give it to who you want to give it to hire your own protection service or give it to the neighborhood watch or whatever, right? You can't change that. And so as long as they can get whatever they want from you, and any time, the amount they want, they'll never change. There's no incentive.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not, but you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Tonight you got Ian
and Mark.
And you can also join us online anytime you want at freetalklive.com. Get the features there for free. Download archives that go back for years, more than a decade's worth, all there over at freetalklive.com. And you can follow us on some social media. So, for instance, we're on the Mastodon platform, which is a decentralized alternative to Twitter. You can follow us there at toot.freetalklive.com, T-O-O-T. freetalklive.com. We're also on Telegram. We've got a channel there, and the content's the same, by the way, on these. Telegram.freetalklive.com to get on that channel. And then if you're still on Twitter, we do still have a Twitter account over at twitter.freetalklive.com until they take it away from us. So, as I say, Ian and Mark here, we're going to go back to your calls and thoughts. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, as we go to our Discord server, which, by the way, is where you can interact with other Free Talk Live listeners basically around the clock. There are people in there all the time. It's free, and you can go and do it on it's cross-platforms. You can have a Discord software on your phone. You can have your laptop, your desktop computer. You can use it in the browser. You don't have to download an app for it. It's pretty sweet. And that's where B.C. Covington is, because we got the on-air calling lines there. He's calling from America, and you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how you guys doing?
What's on your mind?
Yeah, so I caught you guys in the middle, I think, talking about, what's his name, Kyle
Rittenhouse.
Rittenhouse,
this is the 17-year-old, for listeners just tuning in, who is now facing alleged murder charges for what appears to be defending himself in the streets against some attackers in Wisconsin. Go ahead.
All right, yeah, like, if that's how you guys frame it, then yeah, I'm 100% with you. I mean, that kid was, in your chat, there's some libertarians who are going against him and saying he deserves it, whatever he gets. I mean, I'm not a libertarian, but this is one thing that I mean, if we agree on the Second Amendment being for anything, is it not for private citizens to defend themselves during an anarchist riot?
Well, I don't know if these were anarchists, but it was definitely some
BLM
people.
BLM is anarchist.
Well, I've heard BLM is Marxist, which is a completely different thing.
Yeah, anarchists are actually not Marxists.
Yeah, and also, remember, when you say BLM
is... No, they're anarcho-communists. There's anarcho-communist.
Sure, but an anarcho... Okay, so a Marxist is a communist, but not all communists are Marxists.
Anarchists, yeah, there are anarcho-Marxists, too.
Okay, well, then I wouldn't understand the definition of that terminology. As I understand it, a Marxist would suggest that communism would come through socialism. An anarchist would suggest that communism could be created without ever having gone through socialism.
We're getting lost in the weeds here.
Indeed.
It's not the point about whether or not they are.
All right.
Well, the point is, when you say BLM is, and then you fill in another description, that's not true. The Black Lives Matter is a couple of things, right? So there's an organization of people who call themselves Black Lives Matter, and those people are allegedly a Marxist group, from what I've heard. But then there's also Black Lives Matter as an idea, which is much larger than the organization. So, for instance, when I was at a Black Lives Matter event here in Keene, I would not be able to tell you how many of the attendees were actually members of the organization known as Black Lives Matter. There may have been zero to a handful of them. I don't know. I think most of the people there were a bunch of folks who just support the idea of Black Lives Matter. And that can include a whole lot of people who are not Marxists or anarchists or anything like that. But what's your point? Go ahead.
Yeah, well, I mean, sure. We're getting lost in the weeds about what these people were.
Well, no, it's not getting lost in the weeds. It's an important point about individuals not all thinking the same way. Mm-hmm.
Well, what they are doing, though, is either acting or it's not acting. They are defending the violent rioting of several cities.
Well, they are not necessarily doing that. Again, you're talking about people in groups.
Oh my
God, it's not fair.
Dude, come on.
It's not fair.
Well, that's kind of the point here.
There's plenty of people who are not defending the rioting. They are actually trying to stop the rioting.
Right. So, I mean, if I were to decide...
They are going against BLM, then.
Look, if I were to decide the young man...
That's not what I've heard.
If I was to decide the young man was wrong because he was out there with these militia groups, and the militia groups are hate groups, and the hate groups hate black people and racists should all die, if I made a decision like that, then I would be making decisions based on groups. What I try to do, because I believe in individual liberty, is I try to make decisions based on individual actions. And there's a lot of people doing a lot of different things during these protests. I think everybody should go home because it's unsafe out there. But nobody wants to listen to me anyway, so I just have to judge. I have to call the ball as it flies by, because that's what an umpire does.
Yeah, okay, fine. I mean, I disagree with that, but
disagree with
regardless.
What?
Your characterization of it, regardless, this is whatever. Then let's take BLM out of it for a second.
Okay, good.
These are violent rioters going into cities. Can we localize it to that? Can we agree?
Yeah, I agree with that. Absolutely.
You have eyes and you can see that there are violent riots.
Absolutely. They are rioting. There are rioters there. As we've pointed out, the rioters are not necessarily the protesters. They are not necessarily one and the same.
Okay, but so what? You think this is some right-wing conspiracy where right-wingers are going in and doing this?
No, although I do think that some of the...
I think it's a bunch of idiots that are itching for a fight and are getting it.
I think you've got, amongst the rioters, I think
maybe
you have different groups. I think you have different groups amongst the rioters. I think you have the group of people who is genuinely upset at the status quo of the police, and they are doing the wrong thing to try to express themselves. I think you have a group of people who sees an opportunity to just come and destroy some things, and they're going to do it. They have no ideology whatsoever. They are just troublemakers, and they're just looking to destroy. And I think you also have undercover police who are also ginning up violence and creating situations to try to encourage more of this stuff happen. I think you've got the very least those three groups and within the rioter subgroup.
Okay, so this kid now is there with by all accounts, he legally owned that gun.
Mm-hmm.
He's there. He gets attacked. I forget. I think he got pepper sprayed, actually, at one point. But he did also physically get attacked by, I don't know if they were looters or rioters or people who just saw him with a gun and didn't want him. But he gets attacked. Then he shoots in self-defense. Yes, he killed two people and injured a third. But where, I mean, there were people in your chat here, and I've talked to other people who are going against him because he's pro-cop.
And yeah, we had one of the callers earlier, Pizza Cake Man, had taken that position as well. You know, everybody's entitled to their opinion, BC. So.
Including that chat, and it's called Free Talk Live.
Yes.
So
just because it's our chat doesn't mean we agree with everyone.
No, but
is
that the libertarian stance?
There is no – the libertarian stance on this is that to aggress against somebody is immoral and that you may react with an equal amount of force against somebody who's aggressing against you. And we don't know – what happened with this young man?
It
for
looks
sure.
like defense from what we've it, seen. To
if you're
me.
On your back and there's a guy taking a flying leap at your head, then I say, well,
he's within his
if
rights.
You've got an AR in your hand.
Right. And by the way, Pizza Cake Man, who I think was the commenter you're referring to, I think he did say
that. Yeah, he's a retard.
I think he did say that. I think he's pretty smart, actually. I met him a few weeks ago when he was up here in New Hampshire.
Yeah,
but, you know, you're kind of rude to people in general, so I would expect that out of you. But anyway, his point, I think, was that he thinks that the young man might have been in the right, but that he's not going to spend time supporting him. He's not going to, like, go to a rally to support him because he's a cop supporter, ultimately. That's certainly his freedom of association, which is also, you know, a very libertarian thing to do, to make the choice with whom you associate. But
you also have
libertarianism
decide.
Is just the non-aggression principle. That's really all it boils down to. It's just saying, hey, don't hit people, and if somebody does try to hit you, you have a right to defend yourself. You know, that's it.
Right.
That's all it is.
You know, on top of that, I wouldn't have been in this lot defending a car lot, mm-hmm. defending cars from protesters. I mean, that seems to me like somebody who's spoiling for a fight. Now, you know, that's your decision if you want to go out there and you've got rights, but you're now in a look, mm-hmm. you know, the probable almost certain future occurred.
Yeah, and the worst possible future, with the exception of getting killed.
Not yet. I mean, at this point, he has not gone to death row. True. We don't know whether he's just been charged for political purposes or what the situation is.
BC, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate the discussion. And the other thing that he had said there that I did want to pick apart just a moment was he said BLM supports the riots. And I certainly don't pay attention to everything BLM says, okay? There's a lot of BLMs out there. There's BLMs in every city. But I will say this, at the BLM events, quote, BLM events that I've gone to here in New Hampshire, I've been to multiple, like three or four of them, there was never any exhortations to violence. It was always about remaining peaceful. All of the speeches that were being made were about that. So in no way, shape, or form was there any kind of endorsement of burning things down or destroying things. And that was just New Hampshire. Now, maybe Oakland's different, right? Like, I don't know. So we'll see you tomorrow night. You can join us online in the meantime. We're over at freetalklive.com.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be a part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream for people to use it for everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that is as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.